The World Health Organization warned today that the Ebola virus in West Africa could ultimately infect more than 20,000 people. Since the outbreak began in March, 1,300 people have died from it, and the WHO fears the death toll could reach 10,000. As a precaution, many universities around the world have suspended fall semester abroad programs in the affected areas. Other schools are taking steps to prevent the disease from spreading on their campuses, either through students who come from West Africa or who have visited the region. Joining us to talk about what's happening on that front at Liberty University, a private Christian college in Lynchburg, Virginia, is Dr. Richard Lane. He's director of Liberty's Master of Public Health program. Dr. Lane, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
And what kind of Ebola precautions is Liberty taking?
Yeah, well, we knew we had some international students. Like many large universities, we recruit students from abroad, and we wanted to look and see how many we had coming, see how soon before classes they were arriving, and determine whether there was actually any risk. Turns out I have about 17 from Nigeria, and we're looking at some of the other countries as we hear of new strains of Ebola that are breaking out in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There was a report actually in Ghana of suspected cases, which I think have been ruled out at this point. And then we have also students that would travel independently over the summer on missions trips or maybe on business or to see relatives abroad. And we needed to find out if any of them had indeed gone to an Ebola-infected area.
And if they had, what approach are you taking?
Well, obviously, if they didn't travel to those portions of Africa, there's no risk. If they travel to those particular countries, there's not necessarily a risk. And people need to understand that. I kind of compare it to, you heard of a case of some outbreak of disease, say, in Montana, and you're worried that you might pick it up in Virginia. Well, obviously, that's a long ways away. The chance of picking that disease up is essentially zero. And the same is true when you're in an African nation. You've got a big country, and just because there's a disease in some area of that country, even if it's across town, doesn't mean you're at risk of being exposed to that disease. And so our next layer was to say, hey, are you from any of the villages or neighborhoods or the regions of the country where Ebola has been spotted? If not, you've really got a fairly low risk. And if anybody identified themselves as, yes, I know somebody, then they're a high risk and we'd want to monitor them.
And how are you doing that monitoring?
Yeah, basically, I have one of my grad students go down and interview them, determine whether or not they've had direct contact. And the good news is none of them have had direct contact. But just to be on the extra safe side, because it makes our community feel better, we've asked those students to just take their temperature twice a day. One of the very first signs of Ebola is fever. And there are criteria that have been established by CDC to look for the symptoms, and fever is the thing. In fact, many airports now are actually using thermoscans on people coming through those areas,
right,
and pulling them aside if they've had a temperature as a walk-through. So easy step to do, and I'm happy to report no students have had fever at this point.
So if you did have a student who had been to one of the affected parts of Africa and did report an elevated temperature, what steps would Liberty be taking?
Then what we would do is we actually have a number of protocols set up with the hospitals here in town, emergency response teams here in town, and with our health department here in town to coordinate the care and transfer of that person so that no one be put at risk.
Ebola has a 3-week incubation period. So are you allowing the students who you are monitoring to travel freely around the campus during
that
3 weeks?
They are attending class, yes, ma'am, because they are not infectious as long as there's no fever. So they check it in the morning, and if they feel good through the day, they should not be a risk to anybody. Ah. I actually have a number of them in my classes personally, and it's been kind of fun interacting with them. The good news is, like I say, none of them have been knowingly exposed to Ebola, so the risk should be essentially zero.
And why do you say it's been fun to interact with them?
Because they can tell you how their country's responding and the fear that some of these people experience in their countries. And they bring a real understanding of how the culture works and how the lack of infrastructure in these African nations contributes to the occurrence of Ebola.
So you're getting an interesting point of view from students from other countries.
A very unique point of view of these students. My specialty happens to be public health and tropical medicine. I've actually traveled through these areas many times myself. So I know the region, but their particular perspective as someone who's lived there, someone who's born there and raised there, gives just a different flavor for understanding the culture.
You mentioned that no student has reported an elevated temperature, no fever, and that while you're monitoring them, they can travel freely around campus. If someone did report an elevated temperature, would they immediately be removed from the general student population?
We'd immediately remove them from the campus and put them in an isolated room until transport could come, get them to a place where they could be isolated again, and then have blood testing done to look for Ebola.
Dr. Lane, some schools in the U.S. and Europe have international study programs in parts of Africa, like Sierra Leone and Nigeria, and they have canceled them to reduce the risk of students becoming infected. Does Liberty have any travel programs that you have made changes to because of Ebola?
Well, we have a lot of international travel going on, both officially as part of the university and also as independent trips from some of our students. We looked at all of those, and we were very happy that we did not schedule any to those particular countries that we needed to cancel this year. Though I will say we have been there before, and once this is blown over, we will go there again. I also have a faculty member that was nearby in Cameroon, an adjacent country. She was over and came back, so not affected. I also have a team of students and one of my faculty members going to Benin in December. Of course, that is very close to these countries, and we're watching that situation very closely. We'll go on the trip as long as it doesn't strike in Benin. Hopefully, it'll be over by December, though.
Dr. Richard Lane is director of the Masters of Public Health Program at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Dr. Lane, thank you.
Pleasure being with you.
Meanwhile, some potential good news in the fight against Ebola. Starting next week, federal researchers will begin testing humans with an experimental vaccine to prevent the disease. The National Institutes of Health said today that it is launching the safety trial on the vaccine. And on Tuesday, researchers will test 20 healthy adult volunteers to see if it triggers an adequate response in their immune systems. Even though NIH has been testing other Ebola vaccines in people since 2003, this is a first for this vaccine. You're listening to Here and Now.